possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. We're talking U.S. Men's National Team. Get your hazmat suits on, be ready to deal with the trolls, and be ready to deal with the people yelling and screaming loudly, because everybody's fired up about this roster that was announced for two friendlies in September, and yes, people have lost their minds. So, talked about the roster in the last segment. Talked about kind of position groupings and who's experienced and who's not and kind of what things look like. Let's talk about who's not in this roster right now. And then we'll get into where the depth chart sits and if we've learned anything at this stage. We will learn hopefully something by the end of these two games. Hopefully people have not yelled themselves into a fit by the end of these two games. We'll find out. So who's missing? Anthony Robinson. Just saw his first minutes for Fulham last weekend after missing the whole preseason, recovered from knee surgery. That's why he missed the summer. Don't call him in. All good. Ricardo Pepi, similar situation. Don't call him in. All good. Stay at the club. Valerian Balogun, he shook off a calf injury, made a season debut over the weekend. Don't call him in. All good. Those guys need to stay at the club. Those guys need to build their fitness back up. You can see him in October if you need to see him then. Done. Gio Reyna. Why would you call him in anyway? I don't know. I don't even know why we're talking about Gio Reyna in this sense, because he's barely played forever, it seems like. He has just made a move to Borussia Mönchengladbach. So maybe he will play more and we'll have a different conversation. But I don't even know why that's considered an issue right now, because he hasn't played. Matt Turner recently switched clubs. He gets to stay in New England and be settled. Everybody knows who Matt Turner is. He's just got to play consistently. Yunus Musah. He might be leaving Milan. He wants to stay and fight for his spot. So, okay, get it. And Yunus Musah, he did an interview with ESPN. There was really no talk about Yunus Musah missing out on the Gold Cup this summer. He did not play in that tournament, and it wasn't because he just wasn't picked. He gave the interview. He said he was gutted that he couldn't go to the Gold Cup. He said, the coaches were all disappointed that I didn't go, but ultimately I needed to make that decision for myself because I needed to switch off after a tough season. I needed that time off. Ultimately, it was to take that period off then so that I could be in good shape to be able to carry on now the whole season and to be able to give my best for club and for the national team. Okay. So he did what he needed to do for his career and where things stand. And everybody yelled at Christian Pulisic for it, but didn't yell at Yunus Musah for it, which is absurd. And nobody should have yelled at either one of them for it, because the team wasn't going to be near full strength anyway because of the injuries that we just talked about. Weston McKennie wasn't called in for this summer, for this window in September. He didn't play much in preseason. He hasn't played much in Serie A so far. He didn't get on the field to the 89th minute when Juve beat Parma 2-0. A lot of people are talking about Maurizio Pochettino's explanation on it. He said, you know, they know Weston. He said he wants him to be more settled in the club. He wants him to get into the starting lineup. He talked about how McKennie was at the Club World Cup and Pulisic had the summer off. McKinney's situation, by the way, is nothing like Christian Pulisic's. I don't know why that question would be asked, because Christian Pulisic is the guy at Milan. We know that. He's not fighting for minutes. He's the guy. Weston McKennie is fighting for minutes at Juventus. And yeah, he needs to be there or he needs to move. And you got a week to do it. So not sure. Tim Weah, people are talking about, well, why was he called in and McKennie not called in? Again, Weah did make a move to Marseille. That has happened. It's been not, it didn't happen early in the summer. It happened a little bit later than everybody would have liked, but he's been there for a little while. He's settled. So he comes into this. So I don't know why we're trying to make a big deal about this. Could you have called up Tanner Tessman at Lyon? Could you have called up Aiden Morris at Middlesbrough? Sure, you could have. He called up Sean Zawadzki instead. People are upset about that. MLS, not MLS. I get it. Yell because it's an MLS guy being called up. I've said it many times. I think Sean Zawadzki is one of the best players in Major League Soccer in terms of what he gives you in that position. So I would like to see him here. And maybe this is his last opportunity to put himself into that mix for going forward into 2026. If it is, okay, give him the opportunity. You need to see it. You can call up Tanner Tessman. You can call up Aiden Morris in October. You know they're part of your overall 60 or 70 or whatever the number is. Those two guys are on there. Zawadzki hasn't been part of the group in a while. He was going to be this summer and he got injured. So you need to see him. You see him here. I think Pochettino's been extremely clear in that. He's been very, very clear. So why are we arguing? I don't know. That's just what we do. Mark McKenzie not called up. He is at Toulouse in Liga. Tristan Blackman and Noah Kai Banks were called up instead. Again, Blackman has no caps. Banks has no caps. You brought up two other guys to see them. You know who Mark McKenzie is. He's in your overall 60-man roster right now. Max Arston, Nathan Harriel, Alex Freeman, they stay with the group. Joe Scally was not called up. I think Joe Scally's been disappointing for the U.S. men's national team. That's another one to me where I'm not too worried about it. John Tolkien wasn't called up. He scored twice in his past two games. That doesn't mean he's a good defender. John Tolkien is somebody you know. He's part of the 60. I would say Joe Scally is, even though he's been disappointing. Again, I want to underline this part. Maurizio Pochettino made it clear in his media availability today, which I wish had been a little more widely shared ahead of time, because I think there needs to be some different people asking some of these questions, and there needs to be some different discourses that are happening here. But Pochettino made it clear, this camp, this one, September 2025, this is the last opportunity for players who have been outside of the setup. So Zawadzki, Banks, Blackman, Klinsmann, guys who've been on the outside of this. This is their last chance to make an impression. He's got a 65 player deep group. Okay. Are these guys going to be part of that going forward? This is their last chance. So can you live without Weston McKennie getting called up instead of Sean Zawadzki? You should be able to. Yes. Because he very clearly explained his rationale. And no, I'm going to push back on people who say, well, you need to build chemistry. Again, your starting 11 right now is not going to be what it is in June of 2026. So the chemistry you build right now will not carry over. It won't. I'm sorry. It won't. How many times have we had these conversations? Enzo Fernandez was not part of Argentina's World Cup thoughts. Definitely not as a starter. In the 10 months before the tournament in 2022. I had to think that tournament was later in the year, so it's kind of a different scale. But anyway, you get me. He wasn't part of that conversation. He became really important and became the best young player in the tournament. So let's get off of the notion that you have to have your starting 11 locked in for World Cup opener today. Because that World Cup opener is not today. Let's get that one locked in. Let's listen to Maurizio Pochettino where he says this is the last opportunity for players who have been on the outside looking in. And you called up some of them for this camp.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Okay, very clear. Yes, you play again in October, you play again in November, you can have a January camp for some players. Maybe that becomes a last chance saloon if you have injuries, if you have an issue, what have you. And then you have a March camp. And then you get ready ahead of the World Cup to play, and you'll have your roster by that point. Oh, it's just a lot of yelling and performative nonsense. And that's what too much of the conversation around the U.S. men's national team is in this country right now. So very quickly, I'm going to run through a little bit of what I think your depth chart is in terms of top guys. And we'll talk about who's coming in September and who's not. Number one goalkeeper, I think it's wide open. Matt Freese could be your number one. Matt Turner is going to get a shot to get it back. Zach Steffen's going to get a shot. Patrick Schulte is going to get a shot. I think those are four guys who are all going to have an opportunity here. Will we see Celentano or Klinsmann again? I don't know. They're going to have to really impress here. And they probably need to play instead of Matt Freese, to be honest. You're going to have to show something. Center back, Chris Richards, he's your guy. Cameron Carter-Vickers, maybe. He's going to be part of the group. He's part of your 65. Tim Ream, total veteran. You can count on him. Mark McKenzie, he's going to be an opportunity here. He's going to have an opportunity here to start. You've got options, but you don't maybe have it completely locked down next to Chris Richards yet. Maybe it's Richards and Ream. Maybe that's your starting center back group. Your starting fullbacks, it's Sergiño Dest and Anthony Robinson. You know that. You know that. You know that Joe Scally can play on either side. You need to see other people. And that's your opportunity to look at some different people here, like Freeman, who I think can make the group. Max Arfston, maybe. I think Freeman's going to be in your World Cup roster. You get into the midfield. Tyler Adams, you know, is your dude. Johnny Cardoso, he made the move to Atleti. Maybe he's another one. I don't know why people weren't talking about him. He's another one that maybe is part of your 65, but you know who he is, and he made a move, so you want to let him get settled. McKinney will be in your World Cup roster, I believe. Musa probably will be in your World Cup roster. So that's four central midfielders right there. Luca De La Torre, I think he gives you something different. I think he could push his way into that conversation. Aiden Morris can push his way into that conversation. Tanner Tessman can push his way into that conversation. We'll see if Sean Sawatsky can push his way into that conversation. I don't know. Odds stacked against him? Yes, because there's a lot of players ahead of you. Attacking side of things, Christian Pulisic, Tim Weah, they're going to be part of the roster. Malik Tillman is somebody that I want to see going forward with the group, and we'll find out if he can be the guy. Diego Luna is somebody that I think is on your roster and I think is a contributor in the World Cup. Maybe not always as a starter. I'd love to see if Jack McGlynn can become that. I really would. I don't know if he will get there yet, but I'd really like to see it. Matt Komiljevic is another one that I've talked about who's in Argentina. We have seen him. Is he going to get back into the group? I don't know. He's probably towards the back end of that 65. Striker and goalkeeper are the two positions where you have a lot of options, but you don't have it sealed. Josh Sargent doesn't have the starting spot sealed. Matt Freese doesn't have the starting spots sealed. I think those are your guys right now who are penciled in as number one. Number two, striker. Is it Pepe? Is it Balogun? Is it Adjiman? Is it Brian White, who was going to be called up to this roster but has suffered an injury? I don't know. I don't know who the starting striker is going to be in the World Cup. I don't know who the starting goalkeeper is going to be in the World Cup. I feel like I have a pretty good guess at who's going to be your fullbacks, who's going to be one of your two center backs, who's going to be in your midfield in most games, and maybe you mix and match a little bit depending on opponent. Striker and goalkeeper are what I come back to. Sargent and Freese are your two headlines out of this roster. It's not yelling about Pochettino. It's not yelling about a missed opportunity. It's not yelling about, well, we need to build chemistry. It's not yelling about any of that nonsense. Your headline for this roster, as we go to break here on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, your headline is, will Josh Sargent step up and claim the starting striker spot for the U.S. men's national team in these two friendlies in September? And will Matt Freese lock down, for now, your number one goalkeeper spot in these two friendlies? Those are the two positions that are the most unsettled, and you have very clear people that are going to have an opportunity to stake a claim for those starting spots in this camp. That's your story, not a bunch of nonsense. Coming up next, not a bunch of nonsense. It's the 3-4-3. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make me smile about the game that I love so much that do not include hashtags. All that's coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.